the biggest subject that we've done at the top of the programme this morning is the biggest subject in Northern Ireland in terms of your life, certainly one of the big ones, and it is your health and how you are treated if you're sick. And Michael Bloomfield, the Deputy Chief Executive of the Health and Social Care Board, in the studio with me this morning. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Michael. It doesn't make... First of all, I'll say what I said at the top of the programme. The way the BBC is describing this, you know, the health service is failing. The health service failures are the following. Well, that's a completely reasonable thing to say. But of course, I would also say, you know, are we failing the health service? Because we're not resourcing the health service properly to what it needs.
Well, certainly, Stephen, the coverage today highlights the huge pressure that the system is under, not just here in Northern Ireland, but across the UK. Waiting times, whether it's for unscheduled care in emergency departments or for cancer or for planned surgery, are increasing across the UK.
Yeah, but some of our statistics are the worst in the UK, correct? Yeah.
I don't want to get into too much of the issue of comparison. It's not straightforward to make a comparison. There was a Nuffield Trust report in 2014 comparing services across the four countries that actually stated that it was becoming more difficult to compare the performance. So, however...
Hold on just on that point, because I heard you saying that in Gumu this morning. You don't want to get into the detail in this programme this morning.
Only because it's quite a technical issue around definitions and data.
That's fair enough. But you can certainly sum it up to us this morning that the Health and Social Care Board, while it might be difficult and you don't want to get into detail in this programme, you must have made an assessment yourselves. Is Northern Ireland the worst in the UK when you take all of those factors of comparisons? Because you want to compare. That's how you benchmark. So where is, in your considered opinion, what areas is Northern Ireland confirmed as the worst in the UK?
Our waiting times for planned treatments, what we call elective care or scheduled care services, that's people waiting for an outpatient appointment or for treatment. Those, whatever way you apply definitions, those are longer than anywhere else in the UK. In relation to cancer, and I think this is a really important distinction, Stephen, and it isn't included in the tracker being launched today, which only deals with the 62-day cancer waiting time target. But there is also a complementary 31-day cancer target that applies across the UK. In fact, the target in Northern Ireland is more stringent than in any other region of the UK. Our performance there is comparable. But why I say that's important, it isn't just because performance is comparable, I'm highlighting it. Why it's important, those are people who have had a confirmed diagnosis of cancer, and it's therefore essential that they receive treatment quickly. 95% of people who, once they have a confirmed diagnosis of cancer, are treated within 31 days, which is comparable with the rest of the UK.
Sure, and that's from the point at which they've had a confirmed diagnosis.
It is.
What about those people who have been red flagged by their doctors? In other words, it's not confirmed, and that for some people that's even more traumatic because they don't know.
I absolutely agree with you, Stephen.
So what's our performance like in that?
That's the 62-day standard, our target. So that's from the point where a GP has concerns about a patient that they could have cancer. It's a red flag referral, as you say, right through the stage of being seen by a consultant for an outpatient appointment, having tests carried out and starting treatment, whether that's surgery, radiotherapy. Our performance in that is 70%. Now, that is lower than other regions in the UK.
So we are the worst in the UK in terms of when someone is red flagged by their doctor, them getting treatment.
We're taking longer than other parts of the UK. But again, Stephen, please let me make a couple of points because I think it's important for people to hear for balance. Our outcomes are as good as anywhere else in the UK. 6 out of 10 people with a cancer diagnosis live for more than 5 years. That is down to early diagnosis, excellent screening programmes and good quality treatment. So the outcomes are as good as anywhere else in the UK.
But let me just stop you there and then you can pick up on the next point, because I need to understand this as a layperson as much as anybody else. You have just said there that the outcomes is down, and you just used the term yourself, to early diagnosis. And yet in this same conversation, you're telling us that in terms of the 62-day period, we have the worst performance of actually getting someone seen to from the point they're referred by their GP as being suspected cancer. So if early diagnosis is really important and we're the worst in the UK, Are you not deeply concerned about that?
I am deeply concerned. An early diagnosis is very important, but it's one of a number of factors that are all equally important, including screening, and we've got excellent screening programmes here. What I am saying, and I'm not a clinician, Stephen, but our outcomes are as good as elsewhere in the UK. Currently, our performance against that 62-day waiting time are longer than elsewhere, albeit we're seeing challenges with that across the UK. But in that cohort of people who are referred with a suspect cancer, a red flag referral, only 1 in 20 of those have a confirmed cancer diagnosis. But you made a very valid point that worry while you await a diagnosis and having it confirmed you don't is every bit as difficult for people. But I do think it's important for the people here in Northern Ireland to understand that despite those challenges, and we're working very hard, and clinicians across the service are working very hard, our outcomes are comparable with the rest of the UK.
Outcomes is different, and outcomes are very important. I get that. Look, outcomes means, you know, life or death, yes, and recovery or not. But in terms of that period after you've been red flagged, am I accurate in saying that in terms of that 62-day target, in other words, to be after your red flag, you're seen to within 62 days?
Treatment starts.
It's important. Starts. Okay.
That doesn't mean nothing is happening until that. There's a number of steps in that pathway. Yeah. You'll be seen by a consultant,
sure,
other members of the clinical team. They'll carry out tests. They will make a diagnosis.
Okay.
It's up until the point where treatment commences.
Okay. But 30% of those people who are presented by their GP as red flag cancer people, treatment people, and who need treated are not treated within the 62 days. Is that true?
Yes, 3 out of every 10 people there who go on to have cancer, a diagnosis made, the treatment is not currently starting within 62 days.
Why not?
There are a range of reasons. One particular challenge that we have, and it's not, again, unique to Northern Ireland, but I think we're impacted particularly disproportionately, is currently 25% of our consultant radiology posts across Northern Ireland are vacant. Radiologists have a key role in the diagnosis of cancer. Now, that's nothing to do with funding, why those posts are vacant. That is a workforce supply challenge. It is a pressure across the UK, but we're particularly affected by it in Northern Ireland because of our geography and because of the small pool of people who we have. A reduction of 25% across a smaller number will have a greater impact than elsewhere.
So 25% of all radiologists, and radiologists are the people that monitor professionally our scans and they
and
can see from a scan in reading them, do we have cancer?
And they're key members of a multidisciplinary team.
They're very key.
Yes.
First question, are we upping the salary here, even like a basic like that, upping the incentive for people to come here to Northern Ireland, radiologists from elsewhere in the UK, so that we can fill those gaps?
Well, that's a matter that individual employing trusts will decide, and will look to see, do they need to perhaps get to agree additional funding or additional salaries for
have
people
they
coming?
Done it?
I'm not aware of that. I can't comment on that, Stephen.
But would it not be for you to help the planning of that?
But
no?
There are, well, those are matters for the, those are operational matters for the employing trusts. But what I can say, there are huge efforts to employ radiologists, as there are for other clinical staff from international recruitment, and some progress is being made. A workforce strategy is being developed and has recently been agreed by the group that is overseeing the transformation agenda, and that will be looking at extending and increasing numbers in training. So there's a range of approaches being taken, but it's a particular challenge we've had here for some time.
And can we not get these scans? In other words, when we get a scan, we need them read by a professional. And it's so vital, this part of it. Can we not get those read elsewhere in the UK where there is downtime? Can we get them read in other places in the world by professionals?
Yes, and indeed within Northern Ireland, there's ways to get through a network to get scans read by other trusts, by staff in other trusts. But overall, there is still a capacity shortfall in radiology, and it's the same across the UK. What I'm saying, we're not unique here, but we're particularly impacted because of our size and because of our geography.
So do you think these figures are set to continue in the short and medium term, that 3 in every 10 red-flagged cancer patients are going to be waiting more than 62 days?
Well, I can assure you, and I can assure your listener, Stephen, that huge efforts are underway to improve that. But it would be wrong for me to sit here and say that that's straightforward. It will require investment. It will require transformation and reform in the way service is delivered. It will require additional workforce, and huge effort is going on to do that. It is different in particular cancer tumour sites. So that 3 in 10 is across Northern Ireland for a start. It's different in different trust areas, but it's across all cancer tumour sites. There are some of them that performance is better than that, and indeed there are some where it is lower than that.
In the context of the other story we're doing today, No Deal Likely in government, do you think having a government, having an executive here would make any difference?
Well, Stephen, not having a minister here, and indeed not having an executive, certainly continues to present a challenge, as there are some decisions that only a minister can take. And indeed, when it comes to investment, those are decisions that an executive can take. What I and colleagues right across health and social care are focused on is designing new service models and trying to keep the momentum going.
What's your message to the public this morning? Because we've run out of time.
Message is that we're very concerned about some of the headline waits, and people are waiting too long, and it's unacceptable. But I think it's important to also reassure the public that many people are seen within the target times, and the outcomes people get are excellent. And I hear every day of the week people who say when they interact with the health service, the quality of service they get and the professionalism of our staff is second to none.
And very briefly, do you intend to use the private sector anymore to pick up this slack?
The private sector is only a short-term measure, particularly on elective care waiting times, when there is the need for additional work to bring backlogs down. If there is additional funding made available and the health service does as much as it can, if over and above that there's a need for short-term use of the private sector, we'll do that.
Thanks very much for coming in. Sorry we're running out of time. Thank you.